Chapter 7 Jericho came awake the moment Delphine touched him. For a heartbeat, he thought she was fighting him until he realized just how wrong that assumption was. Completely naked, she rubbed her body against his.
Oh, God, what did I do right?
His senses spun as she groped him, and his body begged and burned for more. Her hands were everywhere, stroking, dipping, and cupping. His breathing ragged, he groaned in pleasure and ground his teeth.
You're not this lucky. Wake up, asshole.
But that was the last thing he wanted to do. He wanted to be her plaything.
Most of all, he wanted to be her chew toy.
More likely you're her patsy. She's going to screw you over and not the way you want her to. When was the last time a woman mauled you like this?
Delphine was a virgin, and unless they were in a porn movie he didn't know about, women like her didn't do this to men who were holding them prisoner. That reality check went over him like ice water. Shaking himself mentally, he pushed her back.
What are you doing?
She answered him with a scorching kiss. His senses on fire, he rolled with her, trapping her under him. Still, she ran her hands over his body, making him crazy with lust, especially since the hairs at the juncture of her thighs teased his hip bone, making him crave a taste of that part of her.
Please,
she begged, her voice cracking.
I'm on fire. I need you.
Jericho froze as he realized she had the same drugged look in her eyes that Zeth had held in his, and she was every bit as out of control. More to the point, her eyes were jet black and not their normal shade. What had they done to her? She nipped at his chin, pulling his hair as she continued to buck against him, making his body hard and heavy.
I need you inside me.
It was a raw demand. He sucked his breath in sharply as she cupped him in her hand.
Stop!
Are you out of your fucking mind? You want this?
Yes. Yes, he did. He really did.
But not with a woman who wasn't in control of herself.
Yes, you do. Look at her. She's gorgeous and all over you. Take her. Just look at that body.
No kidding. She was truly a goddess in every sense of the word. With the exception of the scars on her back, there wasn't a flaw on her.
Then do what she asks. Worship her until you're both limping.
His inner voice was relentless, and it was hard to stay in control, especially since she had pulled his pants down to his hips and had him in her hands as she massaged his cock.
Damn, she was a quick learner.
He had to give himself a jolt as she tried to guide him into her body.
Delphine!
He shouted, trying to make her hear him.
Stop it!
She tugged at his cock. He almost came just from the sheer pleasure of it.
Give her what she wants.
Growling in frustration, he launched his wings and moved far enough away that she couldn't reach him. His heart racing, he stared down at the bed where she lay with her legs slightly parted.
Every part of him wanted to join her. I am a rank idiot.
Jericho!
Her plea tore through his heart. He pulled his pants up as he hovered over the bed, wanting her with a passion so biting it was all he could do to stave it off.
What did they do to you?
She glared up at him.
Fine. If you won't help me, I'll find someone who will.
She rolled off the bed. Jericho shot to the door to block her way before she left and found Asmodeus or someone else he'd have to kill for touching her. He cupped her face in his hands.
Delphine, stop. Tell me what happened.
She fought him until she realized he wasn't budging.
Answer me,
he insisted. Her gaze was unfocused as his voice finally reached her.
I was dreaming.
And?
She frowned as if she couldn't recall.
Azure was there. She came after me.
What did she do?
Delphine paused again before she answered.
Gave me food. Food. Zeth told me not to eat, but I couldn't stop her. She forced me to eat it.
Jericho cursed. So that was how they were getting the Skotai. They were drugging them. She groaned softly as she rubbed her naked body against his again.
I'm on fire, Jericho. Please help me. I can't stand how much it burns.
He let out his breath.
Well, she already hated him. Obeying her wouldn't change anything.
She took his hand from her face and led it to her breast. Her puckered nipple teased his palm, making him harder than he'd ever been before.
Please!
What man could argue with that, God or otherwise? Scooping her up in his arms, he returned her to the bed. The sweet scent of her body was branded into him as he skimmed his hand over her bare stomach. But he didn't want to take from her while she was like this. This wasn't her. It was the drug talking, the drug begging for him. But she was still in pain from it. So he gently separated the folds of her body to stroke her.